There was this time. It was early when I had moved to Alaska.
There was this one time. Oh, there's so many of those one times.
The story begins, "There was this time." The story hardly needs any prompting to be told. The memories and the details are right there to recall for whoever will listen. Spend time in the wild, beyond the end of the road, and you'll have one of those experiences. A close call, a magical moment, or some blend of the two. The details get more vivid with each telling. Today on Paddle Minnesota, as we settle into winter, a few stories about that time from people I met along the way. Barbara Allen is an artist and guide based in southwest Montana. She was a fly fishing guide for more than a decade on rivers in Montana and Wyoming.
There was this one time. Oh, there's so many of those one times, but what comes to mind was weather. And I had an older woman. She was in her 80s, and she was with two other ladies as well that were elderly. And it was a windy day on the Yellowstone, and each lady had their own boat. And the wind came up. This was on the midsection of the Yellowstone. And when the wind came up, things were so tense that things were flying out of the boat. And I look upstream, and there is a wind tunnel or a water spout coming down the middle of the river. And I said, "Lloyd, sit down, sit down." She sat down just as we were going underneath the bridge, as we were getting very close to the takeout, and the back end of the boat just lifted oh so slightly. And luckily, the older woman was seated, but we lost jackets, we lost the net, we lost a few things that just flew out of the boat. We get to the takeout, and the other two guides were already there, frantically trying to get their boats out of the water. I pull in last. The water spouts lifts just as I pull into the takeout, and everyone was holding down their boat, and the little old gals were over underneath a big tree, just shaking because they were cold, watching the whole event of this unroll. We all were thinking the same thing. We need to get these women to shore. The boats were levitating. It was the windiest that I can recall on the river, and there's many, many windy days. But I've never had my boat lift, and I've never looked upstream to see a water spout heading my way. We were lucky. It lifted just as we hit the shoreline and slammed into the shore and dissipated into dust and moved out. It was a rodeo there for a while. I will never forget that day.
Susan Grace is a singer-songwriter based in Fairbanks, Alaska. She's hiked and paddled extensively across the 49th state.
Yeah, there was this time. It was early when I had moved to Alaska, and I wasn't used to carrying bear spray. I've since learned to keep bear spray handy. Not that I've ever had to use it, but it was probably the one time I probably would have used it if it wasn't in my pack, on my back. I was down near Kluane, Lake Kluane. It was a trail I've always wanted to walk. I had my dog was with me, and we had just started this hike. I headed off, went around a bend, and a good-sized grizz, we both startled each other, and usually I'm singing, and we were just kind of getting going, so I wasn't, in the mode yet. I was still kind of getting shuffled. I froze. My dog is, sat right next to me. And this bear bluff-charged me. I nearly peed my pants, but I did everything right. I stood my ground. I waved my hands over my head and was yelling, "Hey, bear, I'm human, stay." And I'm telling my dog, "Stay, Jesse, stay, stay, stay." I was just yelling anything. Bears don't speak English anyway, so it doesn't matter what you're saying. It bluff charged me, and then it kind of stood up and got a good sniff of me and said, "Oh, it's a human," and turned around and walked away. I turned around and walked back to the car. I've learned to keep your bear spray handy. Don't keep it in your pack. It's pretty useless there. I've had them walk by my tent, you know, when I'm camping and when I'm asleep. You know, you see these nice fresh tracks, which I love that. I love that sense that they're walking by and I don't even know they're there. I love living where you're part of the food chain, where there's something that puts us in perspective and sets us straight as human beings. We aren't, you know, the top. We aren't the all-seeing, know-all. We are part of the food chain. I love that. I find great comfort in that.
Have you ever been not quite at the top of the food chain? Tell us your story at comments@kaxe.org. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Jim Gallagher.